You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
And good afternoon. Welcome in. It is Tuesday, and it's great to have all of you with us. We have a really cool show on tap for you. We'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Let's get to some headlines here while we're waiting for the day's afternoon to begin. And how about C.J. Stroud? He made a run last year, faded down the stretch. This year, he is among the favorites to win the Heisman, but a lot of people are betting on Will Anderson Jr. of the University of Alabama. Of course, Bryce Young, the reigning Heisman winner, also in contention. Anthony Richardson, they got a simple plan. That was a good name of a movie, by the way. It's simple and scary, and in Anthony Richardson, they trust. That is a cliche, but it also tends to work sometimes in describing college football programs. Kirby Smart is not afraid of anyone. Why should he be? He's got one of the best teams in the country. He's a defending national champ. He's making, is that cliche, bukus of money? Is that right, Randy?
Yes.
Bukus?
Bukus.
But he's not making more than Nick Saban. Ha ha! Ooh. Nick Saban, take that, Kirby Smart. You may have won because you had a couple. We had a couple injured players. That's what he said. But I make more money than you do now. And I need it since I'm past retirement age. Yeah. How about this? Saban, I mean, again, if you make $10 or $11 million a year and you're trailing the next guy by a few bucks, do you even feel it? I mean, when you go through the drive-through at your branch bank, do they say, oh, you're not making as much as Mel Tucker? I get that every day. Anyway, let's tell you what we are doing this afternoon. We talked about this the other day, the Twitter Spaces thing we did on Friday, where we're going to talk to somebody who was right there with us the other day. TJ is at a show, is going to join us, and we always look forward to talking to TJ. He's a Georgia man, too, by the way. What about the 4 o'clock guest here?
Woo!
Stephen A. Smith. You asked for him. We bring him.
We bring the big guns.
The biggest name in the world will join us. Brett McMurphy. He's the biggest name in the world, or Stephen A. Smith. Brett McMurphy will also join us, talking about whether or not Oregon might be leaving the Pac-12. And Desiree Reed-Francois, the Missouri AD, will also be here front and center. And we appreciate you all being here as well. And John starts us off in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, welcome back. And we're going to need you to work 6 days a week going forward. You know that, right?
You know, John, I appreciate listening to everybody being here. I had the good fortune of being in Birmingham last night at an event raising awareness for youth safety in football. And I got the opportunity to sit next to at dinner and then interview the legendary Lou Holtz. So it was one of the more interesting experiences I've ever had.
I'll bet. And by the way, speaking of Stephen A., you had some bold statements last week about Cal and Nick, but I thought your boldest statement was when you threw shade on Stephen A.'s attire. Do you recall?
I do, and yeah, Stephen A's been off most of the summer. He had shoulder surgery. He's had a lot of things happening, and he came back a week ago in an orange sport coat. He claimed to be replicating something that Dabo Swinney would wear, but even Dabo Swinney would never wear anything that garish.
Yeah, and to disrespect his wardrobe on his own show, that took a lot of, how we say, moxie.
It shows you that I'm in the final couple of days of a contract, and it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, he was speechless when you said it. It should be interesting today. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Let me assure you, he won't be speechless today.
Shout out to Hooters. I mean, who doesn't like Hooters, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, we're talking about the NIL deal. Tell Randy to settle down.
Settle down, Randy. Okay. Randy thought John said we are all going to Hooters at 4 o'clock instead of talking to screaming Stephen A. Smith.
No, it's nice. They're doing an NIL deal for about 51 offensive linemen. That's what I was talking about, Randy.
See, Randy.
Okay. Hey, Paul. I have one request.
Sure.
You've had some great out-of-SEC coaches. I'd like to add a few more. Just to follow up on what Jeff said, I think having the Ohio State coach would be great. I saw him in Big Ten Media Days, and he's a great speaker and very focused. I also, I know you won't like these two, but I also want to add Jim Harbaugh, not because he won the Coach of the Year award last year, but he's got, he was a Heisman finalist and played 14 years in the NHL, the NFL, and I think he'd be interesting. And the other one is Dabo Swinney, because, six straight years in the CFP, I think they would be some interesting guests. But the final one, the Big Ten commissioner, I've seen some snippets on a podcast that's coming up, and he's talking about adding having 20 teams in the Big Ten and also about paying the players. I think he'd be a great guest to have on.
All very good. Hey, thank you very much, John. AC is up next.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Probably you should ask Stephen A. Smith the amount of criticism that he takes, according to about 70 to 80% of the fans, they think Stephen A. doesn't know anything about college football. I mean, that's what I'm hearing, because I don't know, man. It seems like the only thing he says, Roll Tide. I'm dead serious. Roll Tide. Dude, come up with something better. You are turning into a guy named Jim from Tuscaloosa. And Jim called in. Let me tell you, just like your boy William from Tennessee said, this guy is a hypocrite. I'm talking about Jim from Tuscaloosa. He attacks people, then he goes on to reference some quote from the Bible. I don't know what this guy's doing, but you're not doing your research, Jim. Probably should look into that Bible. It should teach you how to be nice and respectful. I'm just letting you know, and they're going to come in. Just like JK said last week, my little feelings hurt. Paul, can you please save me? If you go against him, he's just like Donald Trump. They lash out. Just like JK said, man. And then he got yourself an idiot like legend. I don't laugh at his joke. I think it's garbage. Black hat, baby. Answer that question. What the hell is black hat?
I think it's a wrestling term.
What the hell is... I never heard of black hat before. And then he's going to come in, he's going to hype up the Alabama Crimson Tide. Do we really need the hype? I think the entire country wants to see Alabama go down so bad amount of time. This idiot's running their mouth like Jerome, legend, I don't know, some monkeys, cockroach out there. That's the only thing they talk about, man. Same thing every day. And you blame me, I am the worst caller. At least I'm bringing something. What are you going to do, Jim? You're going to call in? You're going to, my little feelings hurt? Paul, can you save me? Or are you going to go against some background cheerleaders because you're going to have some problem like you always do? Answer this question, I'm going to hang up. How come this idiot, Jim, he has problem with the cheerleaders? I mean, they're doing a good job. Injured him, Mr. Feinbaum. God willing, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Pat is up next in Georgia. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Paul. Thanks. Listen, Alyssa Lang, she's pretty darn good. It was a pleasure hanging out with her yesterday for a few hours. My good friend Jim called in Friday, and he suggested a moniker for me of PAT, and he said it stood for point after touchdown. I thought that was a pretty good idea. My brother, who's 7 years my senior, World War II happened in between us. His senior year in high school in 59, his nickname was T-I-M. His name was Tim, Timothy. But I kind of like that, that moniker from Jim. But I'm still going to call in as Pat from Georgia. That's sort of like Augie, who is the paralegal. Was that Jim's idea, paralegal?
No, Pat, I think somebody else, I don't remember who, I think it was Jeff in Columbus that came up with that. Eddie is up next in Florida. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, Paul, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Okay, Eddie, I tell you what, you said hello and then we lost you, but we will try and get you back. We're up against a break. We have a lot to do. Stephen A. Smith next hour. We will continue with your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back, and BB is up next in Arkansas. Hey, BB.
Hey, Paul. Hey, you doing all right today?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, you do a good job every day, man.
Thank you.
I was going to talk to you about AC.
Sure.
You know, AC, he is living in Canada. He has nothing to do with the SEC, you know. He needs to just keep his mouth shut about the SEC. If he wants to talk about somebody up there next to Canada.
Yeah, they got a lot of hockey teams up there.
I'm talking about football teams here.
Oh, yeah.
Northern U.S.
The Ottawa Rough Riders.
Yeah, yeah. He need to talk
like
to them.
Word,
don't
riders,
be talking
don't
bad about the SEC. He has nothing to do with us. Yeah. I hate somebody to downgrade the SEC. Yeah.
I agree with you. We'll try to put a chill on AC. Thank you for the call. You take care of yourself. Yep. Curtis is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Paul, how you doing today, my friend?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
I missed you yesterday. But, Paul, I see you're going to have a ball at 4 o'clock. You let him know I still want to debate him. And to Jim and Legend, I would like to sit down next time I'm in Tuscaloosa and talk with them, as well as at Wright's Restaurant, the barbecue place,
yeah,
a bowl. And the reason I'm a Tennessee fan, and I'm always in, my wife from Tuscaloosa. I'm always in Tuscaloosa, and I would like to sit down and we just have a friendly conversation with each other. They can't miss me. I'm tall, about 6'4", black. I always got my Tennessee hat on. If I'm wearing a mask, I got the Tennessee mask on. But I would like to meet them and we just sit down and just go back and forth and just have a friendly conversation. And last but not least, my prayers going to Eli Goh. I hope he get better and return soon.
Thank you so much, Curtis, and I hope Eli's family was able to hear that. You take care of yourself. Jay is up next. Good afternoon, Jay.
Good afternoon. Am I on?
Yes, you are. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm sorry. I'm a Tennessee fan. I have been for quite a long time. I know you feel sorry for me, and I appreciate it. However, we started this year with the promise of Hendon Hooker being maybe 1, 2, 3 in the conference as far as quarterbacks, and now they can't find his name anywhere. Can you tell me something about Hendon Hooker? What do you think his prospects are?
Well, I think – thank you, Jay. I think Hendon Hooker's prospects are superb. People that have seen him in the offseason and during early drills are extremely high on him, and I think we'll get a good chance to see him early on. He's got two really big games in the first 4 or 5 of the season against Pittsburgh and then ultimately against Florida. So if he picks up where he left off last year, if he can get some protection, he's got the compliments around him. I think he's up for a huge year. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. Randy is in Georgia. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
We're doing okay, Randy. Thank you.
Good to have you back. I wanted to talk to you about Kentucky and South Carolina. Which one did you think has a better year? I feel like Kentucky is getting too much attention. They're good, but I don't believe they're great. I also wanted to see what you thought about the 9-game schedule and how it would look if they came out with a 9-game SEC game schedule.
Yeah, Randy, thank you. I think we're heading toward the 9-game schedule. There's been a lot of speculation. I think a lot of reasons. Number one, it's we're going to be there anyway when OU and Texas come into the league, and there is some optimism that maybe that will happen earlier than predicted. And you add those two schools, and you add a 9-game schedule, and suddenly the revenue differentiation between where the SEC is and the Big Ten shrinks dramatically. Hey, thank you very much for the call. James is in Texas. Hello, James.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum. I'm a relatively new fan of the show. This is my first time calling in.
Thank you.
And thank you. I don't have a problem with conference realignment, I just don't like the way it's going right now. And if you'll bear with me, I actually realigned college football, and I wanted to share that with you today.
Okay. We're all ears.
All right. This is how I have the conference. The Mountain West, I have Colorado, Colorado State, Air Force, Boise State, Nevada, Wyoming, Utah, Utah State, BYU, and Minnesota. I have the Big Ten as Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Indiana, Purdue, Illinois, Northwestern, and Cincinnati. I have the SEC as Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Florida, Florida State, Miami, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Tennessee. The Sun Belt, I have it as Fresno State, San Jose State, Tulsa, Tulane, Troy, UNLV, Louisiana, Louisiana Monroe, Louisiana Tech, South Alabama, Southern Miss. The Mid-American, I have it as Northern Illinois, Central, Eastern, and Western Michigan programs. Ball State, Miami of Ohio, Ohio, Akron, Toledo, Kent State, and Bowling Green. The Pac-12 I have is USC, UCLA, Cal, Stanford, Oregon, Oregon State, Washington and Washington State, Arizona and Arizona State. But I put San Diego State and Hawaii in there. The Big 12, I have it as Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, if I could jump in here, James, I appreciate you realigning college football, but I'm stopping you because it's not happening, and I'm all for free association and great ideas, but we're not going that direction. So thanks for giving it a lot of thought. I know you did. Chelsea is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Chelsea.
Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
I want to give out a shout-out to my husband real quick. He's a big fan of the show.
Oh, wonderful.
So shout-out to Robert. He'll be jealous that I'm on. But
oh, man.
I just want to talk about Nick Saban. I definitely think he deserves that raise.
Okay.
It's funny looking back. Whenever he switched Trayvon Diggs' position from wide receiver to CB, I just remember talking to my husband and being so worried, like, what is he doing? Why are we so desperate to switch his position? And then you look at his career now. I'm also a Dallas Cowboys fan, so it's been great seeing how he's developed into this amazing player.
Yeah, he really has, and that's an interesting analysis. By the way, is your husband at work?
Yes, he's currently at work. Okay. I told him I was going to be on the show, so if he's watching, I'm sure he's hearing me now. But, you know, looking at Will Anderson being a potential candidate for the Heisman, I really hope he gets it because I really enjoyed seeing Devontae Smith get the Heisman as a wide receiver because it was such a challenge for a wide receiver to get the Heisman, and it had been since Desmond Howard. Is that correct?
That is correct. And by the way, I did an interview yesterday about Will Anderson and the Heisman, and I frankly think he's in good shape. But you know, a lot of things have to fall his way. The one thing I'm concerned about with Will Anderson and the Heisman is this, Chelsea. I think he has two competitors on his own team that could cause him some problems and split the votes up. I think Gibbs, the running back, is about to blow onto the scene and be the talk of the country the first weekend or two of college football, and we already know about Bryce Young. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take a short break. We are coming right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back, and we talked about this the other day, and now we're going to explain what happened. Most of you didn't see it here, but it was in the spaces of Twitter. TJ Atishola, who's Twitter's head of content partnerships, was with us the other day online, and it's certainly one of the new things that, well, not, it's not new, but it's happening in social media. We talked about it a couple of months ago with TJ. I said I wanted to be part of it, and Friday we all were here on the show. TJ, thank you very much for hopping on here. Good afternoon. Thanks for entertaining us the other day, or hosting us, I should say. Yeah. Am I the only one not hearing TJ? Okay, TJ, I think we didn't hear it. We haven't heard anything you've said so far, so your first comments will be the first. Good afternoon.
I feel like you when you were trying to hop into spaces on Friday, so apologies for you rubbing off on me. But I'll tell you, I so much appreciate you hopping on. You are a man of your word. I asked you to commit to it at the end of the football season last year when Georgia won. You begrudgingly agreed, and you hopped on Spaces, and it was a really good time, man. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was hoping you had forgotten, but you didn't. TJ, I realize, I didn't know what I was doing when I started it. So explain to people out there who don't swim in some of the same spaces that you do, what exactly is this that we all did the other day?
Yeah, simply put, it's live social audio. Folks have worked for years to build up their followings, to build up their communities, to build up their specific folks that they want to follow on Twitter. So what we've done is we've layered on an audio component that allows people to connect in social audio rooms with folks that they're fond of on the platform. And it's turned into a crazed world in the category of sports, but more specifically, to no surprise, college football. College football fans have gone crazy, quite literally, in a good way, in our live social audio format called Spaces. And it allows you to connect in a really different way. I mean, you've been doing this audio thing for a long time, Paul. There's really something special about connecting with someone when you hear their voice. It changes the context, it changes the emotion, and it allows for a different level of connectivity via social. So we're pumped about it, and I'm super hyped that you were able to hop on. And we had a few former players, a lot of SEC love was in the building, a few Big Ten comments. So we had a good time. I hope you enjoyed it.
TJ, what I found so exciting was you're doing what we do here, and then all of a sudden you look down, and unlike here where you have X number of people on your board and you know who the next guest is going to be. I mean, I looked down and I saw Holly Rowe from ESPN as one of the people listening, and I'm thinking, I would really like to get her thoughts. She's about to do the Ohio State Notre Dame game next week. She's interviewed Nick Saban. She did the championship game on the sideline. So we we just literally say, hey, Holly, we see you there. You can't hide. Can you come on? And that was so so interesting. And I know that you're probably going, well, that's what we do on Twitter Spaces. But for me, that was a real that was a real treat. And then we worked other people in as well.
Yeah, I mean, you think about what you've done so well for so long, and what we believe to be the evolution of that, right? Like, people are routinely using social media to find out about their favorite teams, to connect with their favorite fans of their favorite teams. So to layer on an additional opportunity of connectivity by way of spaces, live social audio, is pretty cool. And to your point, when you're having a discussion with a friend or somebody that you may never met before, you can look in the room and see that there may be fans from different teams. There may be fans from the same team. There may be really cool people that you're fond of, i.e. a Holly Rowe, sitting in the audience, and you have the opportunity to pull them up for a live discussion. It's really, really cool. And I was admittedly impressed that you looked down and you were like, wait, is that Holly Rowe? Pull her up to stage for this conversation. I kind of don't believe it was your first time doing it, but it was a pretty seamless first go for you, man.
Yeah, I've been trolling Twitter Spaces overnight for many, many months now, getting ready for my debut Friday. TJ, so we're at week zero now. On a routine Saturday, which is impossible to say it's routine, what happens on your spaces among various fan bases or in the college football space?
It's the same thing that happens on Twitter timelines each and every Saturday. It's the same thing that happens on these crazy message boards and blogs each and every week. People come to commiserate with each other. People come to celebrate wins. People come to get really upset about losses. People come to argue about who should be starting at quarterback the next week. People come to build anticipation about the Texas A&M versus Alabama matchup that everybody is really, really heavily anticipating. It's the same thing that occurs at the water cooler. It's the same thing that occurs in our group text. It just occurs on Twitter, and you can hear folks talking about it. At the end of the year last year, we knew that we had something special, but we didn't expect what we saw. And that was, as soon as college football season ended, Spaces exploded, because the coaching carousel was in full swing, because Brian Kelly developed a Southern accent, because Deion Sanders was recruiting his tail off at an HBCU. All of these conversations were pulled forward via Twitter Spaces, and we were fortunate enough to create a platform and a forum that excites people to talk about this lovely old sport that we love so much, called college football.
So TJ, whether it's this week or next, when everyone starts playing, if you're a fan of any of the SEC schools or anyone else for that matter, how do you figure out where to go and what to do?
Do you just pop open your timeline as you would each and any other time you hop into the Twitter app? There are super fans of each institution, multiple super fans of each institution. And more often than not, if you're following them or if you're following somebody who's following them, it's going to populate atop your timeline. So as soon as you open the Twitter app, you'll be able to see that people are excited that Georgia has started off 1-0. You can hop into that conversation and have meant to why Stetson Bennett's going to win the Heisman Trophy. You know?
Yeah, I guess I missed week one when Georgia beat Oregon. Let me ask you, before you go, I want to get your expertise, because we've been talking a long time. When we were doing the show in New York during the football season, you would drop by occasionally, and you were telling me even back 3 or 4 years ago that Georgia was on the right track, and you finally got it right.
Yeah, my mom has always said that I was a visionary and that I was a prophet of sorts. And you got to manifest things, Paul. You got to speak things into existence. So I felt really strongly that it was going to happen. I didn't know it would happen the way it did, particularly coming off of the SEC championship loss last year. But it's just fun to be talking football again. It's fun to be sitting on the show with you and sharing excitement about the upcoming season. It's going to be a fun one, man. There's a whole lot of storylines that folks are looking to get into. And I think we're all going to have to buckle up our seatbelts, man. This ride of college football is going to be crazy this year.
Well, I've highly recommend this Twitter Spaces for those of you who have a little time and want to meet a lot of new people in social media.
You coming back?
We're talking about it here. I'd rather not make a public commitment.
Why are you always playing hard to get? I'll
be back. How about that?
Okay. Cool.
Thanks. Absolutely. TJ, thanks so much for the time. We'll see you soon. TJ Adeshola joining us from Twitter, and we will take a break. Stephen A. Smith joining us in 19 minutes. You probably don't want to miss that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Stephen A. Smith of Columbus, Georgia is next. Daryl.
Why, Stephen A. Smith, I mean, what are we going to talk about? Basketball?
Just wait and see. You may be in for a surprise.
And I've already heard what his take on football. He don't know anything about football, Paul. All he knows how to do is bump his gum. You know what I mean? Alabama, Nick Saban, Alabama. That's all Stephen A. Smith. I asked him about him being wrong in his pick to who's going to the national title game. I want to hear what he says about that. I also want to hear what he has to say about the two receivers Alabama had out. I've already heard his take on it. I want to know if he's still crying about that also. Stephen A. Smith ain't nothing but a big mouth. That's all it is. He knows basketball, but other than that, that's it. I mean, you know, Paul, I do not understand. I saw Colin Cowherd come out with his little top 10, not even having Georgia in it. I mean, I don't get it, Paul. What more? Why are there people still doubting
Daryl, you're falling for the cheese. Colin Cowherd doesn't know anything. He's just saying that to get people like you to react.
Putting UCLA in the top 10? I mean, Cowherd? Good Lord.
He lives in L.A., and his best friend is Lincoln Riley, and he's just trying to pump up Chip Kelly or whatever his name is out there.
I think his better days are long gone the way it looks. Oh, hey, you made a comment the other day that Alabama was only a quarterback injury away from Georgia and Alabama being on the same playing field. You remember saying that?
Vaguely.
Okay, well, Georgia could be a quarterback injury away from also Alabama and Georgia being on the same playing field. Could be. I mean, you know, we do have, it's like Brandon Griffith moved up to the number two.
What are you suggesting there, Daryl? Daryl, that Kirby's got the wrong quarterback?
Well, no, I'm not going to doubt Stetson Bennett, but I mean, Paul.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, we got a 5-star gunslinger right behind him. You know what I mean? I tell you like this: the league is going to be short.
You think Alabama has a couple of scrubs back there?
I think Alabama had a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, the best defensive player in college football, and still got beat by Kirby Smart, who took a 3-star nose guard, a walk-on quarterback, didn't even have his start best receiver for almost the entire year, lost his 5-star defensive player after the Florida game, and still won a national title. And you know what? I look at Georgia's schedule, Paul. I mean, I'll be straight honest with you. I don't see why we should not be 12-0 in the playoff. And anything can happen once you get in the playoff, right? Georgia goes back to back.
I mean, the number of upsets in the CFP have been very small. Anyway, great to hear from you again, Daryl. Jason is in Georgia. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I heard you talk about the coaches' salaries. $10 million, you're extremely limited. $10.1 million possibilities are endless. does Legend – have you ever met Legend in person?
Yeah, I've had lunch with Legend before, yes.
So he does do something besides Ric Flair and the fake laugh. There is something else besides that, right?
Yeah, I think Legend's a great personality. I've been around Legend a number of times.
Okay. Well, when he calls the show, that's all he ever does. And if you're at a social gathering, you'd want to go to the other side of the room. If that didn't work, you would try to go out the door. If that didn't work, you would dive out the window, because that is very annoying. And poor old Jim, he don't know anybody. Everybody he's ever met is a fool and a psychopath. But there is one psychopath. That's the one he looks at every day in the mirror. But everybody else he's ever met is a fool and a psychopath, and that gets old, too. But I would like for the Legend to call in one day and not do the fake laugh and the Ric Flair thing. I mean, something else besides Alabama Ric Flair and the fake laugh. Thank you.
Thank you. Uncle Bird, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just calling back in. I think I stirred some stuff up last week, and was going to apologize, I guess, for that. I just feel like AC needs to know that this is a football SEC talk-in show, and we just don't really need all that kind of stuff coming back in here. We're up here, and we love the show. I was born and raised in South Alabama. I'm in North Carolina now, cutting logs, like I said. And we listen to you every day. And like I said, we just that kind of stuff just needs to get off the air. Nobody wants to listen to it.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate the call. Brandon is up next in Alabama. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Paul. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Enjoy listening to you, Paul.
Thank you.
I just wanted to run something by you, kind of get your opinion on something. Cam Riley, close friend of mine. He's a linebacker at Auburn. Going into his third season at Auburn. First two seasons had minimum playing time. He had to sit behind Zakobe McClain, Chandler Wooten, Owen Papo. So, projected starter going into his third season, I think – the last interview, they had him listed at, I want to say 6'4", 235, 240 pounds. So he's really blown up in the offseason. Do you think he could be a breakout player for these Auburn defensive side of the ball or even in the SEC?
Yeah, I do, Brandon. If he's not spending too much time on the field, and I'm a little concerned from some of the early reports in Alabama yesterday, about the quarterback situation, it may be overblown or may not be, but that there are some concerns there. Will is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Will.
Hey, Paul. Glad to see you're back.
Thank you.
Saturday, I broke down and got a couple buddies together, and we're going to go finally to a Tennessee game. I bought tickets for the week to UT Martin, and the only thing next is kind of maybe suggestions on where to stay or something. That's the only thing left I got to handle. I know y'all are good about when I go somewhere in the South, which is basically anywhere I go when I go on vacation, maybe suggestions on where to stay. And also, you think about it, Paul, I'm 33 years old. And, I mean, I live in North Carolina, but this is like maybe the first 2 years that you would want to go to a Tennessee game. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Hey, Will, I mean, let me offer this. We're about out of time, so I don't. We'll get back to that subject in just a minute. But I'll be happy to help you on that question. Stephen A. Smith will join us next.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.